I am reminded of a couple lines in the old gospel hymn. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Hebrews chapter 6, verses 16 through 20 speaks of this glorious Savior and anchor. It reads, "For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God willing, more abundantly, to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek." The earth is in a state of global disarray. The world is doomed and marked for destruction. But from this mess, the Christ of glory, the lifeline of Golgotha, is extending his hand of redemption to all those who will believe upon him. Have you grasped that hand? This life is quicksand, but Jesus Christ is the solid rock. Man's truth of today debunks his truth of yesterday, and his truth of tomorrow will debunk his truth of today. But Jesus Christ, the truth of God, is described in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Are you ready for the truth that never changes? Are you ready to become a new person? 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Are you interested in life and life eternal? Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Do it now. We'll wait for you here. Today is your day of salvation. Now for today's subject. God said, Revelation chapter 10, verses 5 and 6, "And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth, lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer." Man said, "Science, medicine, and academia are our gods. These three have raised us above the Bible-based superstitions of the uneducated and easily led Christians." Now the record. 2 Timothy 3:7 frames it so correctly, "ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." On God Said, Man Said, there are presently 416 feature subjects in text and streaming audio that confirm the beautiful veracity of the Word of God. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, it grows by one. These subjects in unison shout, "Yes" to God. Thousands of years before modern scholarship began to understand some marvelous truth, the Word of God had already declared it. These declarations include man's most sophisticated discoveries and many of their very futuristic speculations. The concept of time will be just one more example. Although they are ever learning, the revelation always seems to escape them. We will briefly refer to six subjects on God Said, Man Said that will make this carnal blindness abundantly clear. 1. In Genesis, the scriptures proclaim that there was light before the sun. The sun, moon, and stars were not created until the fourth day. Victor Weisskopf, in his book, The Origin of the Universe, discusses this very principle. Mr. Weisskopf, professor emeritus and former head of physics at MIT, said, "Indeed, the Judeo-Christian tradition describes the beginning of the world in a way that is surprisingly similar to the scientific model. Previously, it seemed scientifically unsound to have light created before the sun. The present scientific view does indeed assume the early universe to be filled with various kinds of radiation long before the sun was created." End of quote. Number 2. God said in Genesis and other passages in the Bible that man was made out of dirt. Academia mocks such an idea. The following excerpt is from the God Said, Man Said feature, Man from Dirt Updated. The idea of God making man out of dirt, as far as unbelievers are concerned, is absurd. In a recent Newsweek magazine article titled Life from Clay, the following story was printed. as if the biblical tale of man's creation from the dust of the ground were haunting their unconscious minds, NASA chemists have presented evidence that life on Earth may have gotten its start in clay. They have shown that clays attract the organic molecules that make up protein and DNA, the ingredients of life, possibly from the sea during high tides. The clays might then trigger chemical reactions and string the building blocks into proteins and DNA. The latest experiments show how, according to NASA's Leela Cohen, a clays scavenge energy released by such natural processes as radioactive decay. They store the energy in the form of trapped electrons and then release it when subjected to stress, an earthquake, for example, or from wetting and drying as the tides rise and recede. Says Coyne, the ability of clays to store energy, catalyze reactions, and perhaps self-replicate all attributes of living systems is forcing us to re-examine at a very fundamental level the definition of life, end of quote. Number 3. The idea in the book of Genesis that God created the original man and woman whose names were Adam and Eve has been rejected out of hand as folklore and fairy tales. The position of the anti-God scientist is that there is no fixed place on the globe where man began, but that we began evolving from many locations. Well, not anymore. Mitochondrial DNA sends the evolutionist looking for the tall grass. The following excerpts are from the God Said, Man Said feature, Mitochondrial DNA and a Young First Man and First Woman, it reads. A pivotal issue in the calibrating of the mitochondrial clock, Dr. Donald Chittick documents this concept clearly in his book, The Puzzle of Ancient Man. The following paragraphs are from the God Said, Man Said article, Young, 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 and they refer to Dr. Chittick's book as well as other sources. Biochemical evidence is knocking at evolution's door and knocking with a vengeance. Scientists have discovered how to trace human ancestry by studying mitochondrial DNA. The title on the cover of a 1988 issue of Newsweek reads, The Search for Adam and Eve. Scientists followed the trail of human DNA and discovered that all human life originated from just one woman, appropriately calling her Eve. See Adam and Eve on this website. This discovery fits fully with Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, and Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. This discovery of Eve shook Darwin's tree to its roots. And the fact that it dated this Eve to be 200,000 years old was another slap against their evolutionary beliefs. They had man popping up all over the place with a time entrance at least 1 million years ago. Their truth has been debunked again. A 1995 announcement by the biochemical industry shocked the evolutionary faithful once again. This was what researchers believed to be the discovery of the father of all mankind. The headline in the Oregonian, November 23, 1995, reads, Researchers dig up evidence of Adam, father of all men. The following is an excerpt from that article. Scientists think they have found strong evidence of an ancestral Adam about 188,000 years ago to go with the previously discovered Eve. The scientists used certain male-specific segments of the Y chromosome, the chromosome passed from father to son, to trace the common ancestor of every man now on Earth to that period, end of quote. This last paragraph is from the article, Calibrating the Mitochondrial Clock, featured in the January 2, 1998 issue of Science, written by Ann Gibbons, it reads. Regardless of the cause, evolutionists are most concerned about the effect of a faster mutation rate. For example, researchers have calculated that mitochondrial Eve, the woman whose mtDNA was ancestral to that of all living people, lived 100,000 to 200,000 years ago in Africa. Using the new clock, she would be a mere 6,000 years old, end of quote. Listen to this, 6,000 years old. Number 4. Genesis chapter 1 teaches that there was a water canopy that was above the sky. In the days of Noah, the windows of heaven were opened, and God poured this water down upon the earth. According to science, if this canopy existed, it would have had dramatic benefits. Just one example would be that this water canopy would filter out ultraviolet rays from the sun, which are connected with 60 major ailments known to man. when discussing the deadly problem astronauts would experience from prolonged exposure to UV ray bombardment in space, one scientist offered a solution. His idea was to encompass the astronauts' habitat with 5 feet of water. Ever learning. Number five. New science now theorizes that there is a parallel universe or even a multiverse separated from us by the thinnest of membranes. In this parallel universe, another existence and another reality different from our own goes on simultaneously. The Bible declares such a concept when Jesus speaks of the invisible kingdom of God that dwells with inside the believer, Luke chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." The Bible speaks about invisible beings such as angels, holy watchers, devils, and more who function in the affairs of men. The parallel universe is closer than they think. Number six. Science theorizes that space can actually be torn. Now compare that with Revelation 6, verse 13 and 14. "And the stars of heaven fell upon the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places." When God created the universe, he was somewhere other than the universe, even as the God who creates time is outside of time itself, for he is timeless, from everlasting to everlasting. In Discover Magazine, the March 2009 issue, several interesting speculations concerning time are offered by the field of scientific theory. The excerpts cited below are from the Discover article titled, 20 Things You Didn't Know About Time. Some speculative new physics theories suggest that time emerges from a more fundamental and timeless reality. Again from Discover. Time has not been around forever. Most scientists believe it was created along with the rest of the universe in the Big Bang 13.7 billion years ago, end of quote. A beginning of time? Yes. A 13.7 billion year old Big Bang? No. Will there be an end of time, even as God's word declares? The final excerpt from Discover suggests so. There may be an end of time. Three Spanish scientists posit that the observed acceleration of the expanding cosmos is an illusion caused by the slowing of time. According to their math, time may eventually stop, at which point everything will come to a standstill, end of quote. God's word teaches that soon time will be no more. Science is beginning to see the light, but ever so dimly. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 7, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Thousands of years before man began to understand why, God proclaimed it in his holy Bible. Build your life upon the truth that never changes. God said, Revelation chapter 10, verses 5 and 6, "And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer." Man said, "Science, medicine, and academia are our gods. These three have raised us above the Bible-based superstitions of the uneducated and easily led Christians. Now you have the record."